Sunday Meditation, March 3rd, 1996. Today we're going to have a session of questions and answers. Whatever questions people have present in the circle, we will try our best to channel answers to.
We are those of the principle known to you as Guo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. It is a vast pleasure and a doughty privilege to be able to share in this circle of seeking and to share our thoughts with you at this time. We thank each of you for coming together to seek truth. And we only hope that our thoughts may prove to be a resource that has a way of being helpful. If there are thoughts which we share that do not seem to you valuable at this time, we do ask that you leave them behind and do not take them with you to worry them over as though you should believe or think in the ways in which we offer. For this is not our grasp of our relationship with you. We do not see ourselves as being wiser than those within third density, but merely in a somewhat different illusion, and therefore in somewhat different circumstances. Yet we, as you, seek to know, and yet do not know. We simply have come to hold fairly settled opinions. And as is the way of things spiritual, our truths move constantly into the unknown, as do your own. Thusly, there is always the contradiction, the tangle, the knot of attempting to understand that which can only be embodied. As this is a question and answer session, we will save our philosophizing for the queries themselves and would ask at this time if there is a beginning question.
Yes, Paul. I have noticed recently and periodically throughout my life, but in particular recently, that I have been just absolutely full of energy to the point that I feel it flowing very strongly through me. Accompanied with that is a floating in and out, if you will, of what I would describe as being a semi-lucid state, where in my third density daily activities, I'm more or less going through the motions, but my consciousness is actually someplace else, in a different state of mind, if you will. Would you comment on this experience in terms of what its particular nature is to myself and to seekers in general?
We are a cool and would be glad to comment upon this thoughtful question. There are ways in which we must avoid speaking in order to preserve for you the free will of your own learning. However, we may comment upon two phenomena which often occur when those who work metaphysically make contact with new people who are the so-called birds of a feather that flock together, as this instrument would say. The first phenomenon is that of the energizing by situation. That is, when a seeker moves into an environment in which it perceives spiritual power, that perceived power functions not only as a blessing of a place, but can also set up resonance within the individual seeking, so that that which energizes the location energizes also those within that location. This is quite common to those of your people as they begin what this instrument would call the conversion or the beginning of new fundamental concepts used to enhance the personal spiritual journey. The second phenomenon, which also is fairly common, is that of the awakening of and flow of energy, which is energized by contact with entities with which one has a particularly good dynamic. The energizing, for instance, of this instrument about which we spoke at another of your workings occurred immediately within this instrument when it opened to the energy of the group. It is not always so that the energy which moves from one to another is successful in moving circularly from that other back to the original sender, and so which creates the open circuit between two such individuals. When the level of dynamic is sufficient, this phenomenon continues to occur, that is, the circuit continues to be open. As long as this circulation or mutual transfer of energy is found to be a useful tool or resource each for the other, then the experience of feeling the energizing is well. If such a feeling seems to be too intense to be useful, then there is simply the matter of moving back into the meditative state and asking within that state for the higher self or the guidance that you may think of as your own to adjust and stabilize such energy flow. It is not the place of this energy to lead the seeker, but rather it is the seeker's place to accept and attempt always to regularize those energies which are incoming. May we answer further, my brother?
That was very enlightening. Thank you. I have another question that is related to these two phenomena that you just spoke of, that has to do with some observations that I have made with respect to the answers that you provide to our group-seeking questions. I have noted prior to today that when we offer a group question and you speak to that question, you respond seemingly within the framework of those gathered. Your thoughts that you share with us seem to be directed not only at answering the question which we offer, but also to the personal experiences that we have shared with each other as a group. A specific example that I can, well, there's another part of that, which I'll ask in just a minute. Is there a reason that you respond this way, assuming that my observation is correct? Does it have something to do with the first distortion of the law of one, of preserving free will?
We are those of Kuo and believe we grasp your query. If we do not, we would ask that you re-question. That which we give this instrument is given based upon that which lies deeper than words within the group or circle that is asking the question. That is, when there is a group question, it is our hope to be able to, for want of a better term, understand that question with as many nuances and layers of depth as resides not only in the words of the question, but also within those complexes of thought which each present proceeded through in order to arrive at just that query. Thusly, we are responding to emotional, mental configurations of energy. And this colors, shall we say, the bare words which the instrument offers as it processes the concepts received. There is further coloration as to the specific individuals within the group due to the instrument's own mind complex, which she plunders in order to, as she would say, nail together the structure of words which she uses to contain the concepts which we offer, for we do not offer words usually. Most usually we offer concepts, and these concepts are then clothed in words which the instrument chooses. The instrument thusly may use examples from its own experiences or thoughts which have been flowing through the mind prior to the contact. On these two levels, the distortion increases from universal wisdom to that which is received from a particular essence or source through a particular instrument at a particular nexus in space and time. May we answer you further, my brother?
Thank you. That was a good response. I understood what you had to offer there. I was just curious about that. My next question has to do with 2 weeks ago in one of our group sessions, as you responded to the query, you addressed very specifically a question that had been on my mind during the week, which had to do with Baton's presence in the group, responding to a call to the group. The thoughts on my part had to do with feeling enormous gratitude and wishing to offer service in return, or wishing to be of service to Quo, in particular to Baton. But I did not verbalize that question. You responded to it anyway. The only reason that I ask is I am becoming aware of my ability to, of a particular gift that I seem to have, which is with thoughts having definite power to them. The most striking example was simply thinking that I wish to send energy to Carla, and it occurred. I asked that question because I would like to become more aware of this particular gift, if you will, so that I might be more responsible with it. That's the question. Could you comment on this, please?
We are those of Kuo, and we fear that we have missed the thrust of your query. If you could restate its essence quickly, my brother, we would appreciate it.
Were you aware of the question that I did not speak? And if so, how were you aware of it?
We are those of Akua, and we grasp your query at this time. We thank you for being patient with us. We are those of Akua, and continue with this instrument now that she has satisfied her thirst. As we said before, what we respond to is not just those words which are brought to meetings such as this one, but also those things which are upon the mind, spoken or unspoken. It is not that we read the mind, for the mind is not a book, but rather that we sense the gradations of desire. And when desire has a vector, we can sense that which it aims at, shall we say. These desires are that which we call the call. When we thank the circle for calling us to a meeting, we are speaking as those who dwell within a certain vibrational range and broadcast, shall we say, within a certain range. And that which we pick up is that which is aimed at our range. Not that one number on a dial is more advanced or better than another, but that there is a range of possible contact that is quite broad. When a new dynamic enters a group, and this is not difficult to see in a group that numbers less than, shall we say, 10, that new element then creates a new summation of call. And as the one known as Bob moved into harmony with this particular group, that which it blended was a desire whose coloration included that of our brothers and sisters of Hatan. And so this call was heard just as a radio that was set to a certain number upon the dial would pick up broadcasts from that number. The difference between hearing the desires and emotions of the group and reading the mind is that we are able to pick up that which is of the emotion without infringement upon the privacy of one's thoughts. We do not move into the phenomena of mentation that go on within the mind and simply read them off. Does this answer your query, my brother?
Yes. Yes. have another related to my first question of this session. When I find myself in these semi-lucid states, there are times that I find myself in a flow of information that it deals with everything from things that are going on with my personal life to people that are around me. In some instances, to flashes of supposedly past life experiences and how they affect what is occurring today in little flashes. Can you tell me what the source of this information is? Am I tapping into myself? Have I established contact with my higher self? I don't understand this.
We are cool. And believe we grasp your query, my brother. We give this instrument the picture of the starfish who reaches out and touches the sandy bottom of the sea this way and this way and this way. Each tentacle or point of the starfish reaching in a different direction. The starfish may be thought to consider itself as reaching out into all parts of the universe, for it reaches in a complete circle. The consciousness that each entity carries about during the incarnative experience is that consciousness which has points that reach out in all directions. On one level, and then on the next, and then on the next, and then on the next. So that there are universes, within universes, which dwell within that which you are. Indeed, not only does the entity carry within those understandings of the incarnation with all of that depth and breadth of experience within incarnation, there is also carried within memory of all that has been experienced. And this memory is contained in progressively deeper and more spacious containments or structures which hold one level of information. There is the high subconscious, that which feeds the dreams and so forth, that is the easiest to touch into while at the conscious state. The phenomena which you experience at this time is to a great extent coming from that high subconscious level There are some who consider that there dwells within this level of mind that higher self or guidance which can move from the subconscious up through the threshold of consciousness into the living day of conscious mind. This is a process to be encouraged. Further, there are levels of mind progressively more profound and progressively more spacious in terms of the amount of light which illuminates and fills consciousness. These levels are of the lower subconscious and contain that racial history which is the consciousness of the second density physical vehicle which supports and carries your consciousness. There are inner guides within these darker and more obscured levels of consciousness. There, in the deep portions of mind, exist the mind of the archetypes, and indeed, ultimately, the ground of consciousness becomes that which is, and that which is the Creator itself. Thusly, it is as though within the mind there lie temples whose doors are carefully guarded. And as one moves into the process of seeking the truth in a persistent and sacrificial manner, one begins to trigger or put the key into some of those temple doors. It is, we feel, helpful to experience such flows of the information which lies within, and to keep some record of such trains of thought when they occur. For the most part, these trains of thought are subconscious material which the practices of meditation and contemplative analysis are encouraging and enhancing. May we answer further, my brother?
I'm tapped out on questions. Thank you. And I would offer back to you my appreciation for your patience with me. I have difficulty sometimes phrasing questions or even determining where it is I wish to go with a question. Your patience in this process is most appreciated.
We are cool, my brother. We have the same difficulty with our answers, and we throw ourselves upon your mercy as well. Is there a further query this time?
Cool. Greetings and love and light of the moment. I go back to your opening comments. Could you restate learning, trying to learn the truth that can only be embodied in another way, and perhaps add to it?
We are, Kuo, and are glad to speak more upon this concept. There are many ways to think about the spirit, the life of the spirit, and its evolution. Because of the conditions of physical incarnation, it is only natural to look at any process of learning as a process of gathering facts, making inferences, proving postulates, and then using these new axioms to create further knowledge. However, the world of spirit is specifically and thoroughly non-rational. It does not build from one fact to two, and from two to three. Rather, it exists, and those sparks of it which are walking about, differentiated by energy fields which are called bodies, we find we have started a sentence we cannot finish through this instrument, so we shall drop back and try again. Those who seek tend to put a great emphasis upon learning the truth. However, that which is true lies already as the heart and soul of all that depends therefrom, including the energy field which is each seeker's location or body in space and time. Thusly, one may add fact upon fact upon fact, all in the name of spiritual seeking, and become an entity whose head is filled with many, many facts. However, the journey of spirit is a journey from head into heart. And that which comes from or through the consciousness of an entity in the way of the basic vibration, the basic way of perceiving, that is the clearest indication and gift of self to spirit, which seekers are capable of offering far more high, if you will, or exalted, are the puzzled, confusing thoughts of one who loves with the whole heart. Then those words, however wonderful, which build an intellectual house for truth, but do not let in or have a central place for the heart. It is the heart that holds truth. It is the heart that can be disciplined to show clearly those truths which now seem murky to the mind. It is the heart from which will, hope, and faith journey into expression. It is the heart that gives meaning to the whole. The function of the intellect is the prosecution of that which needs to be done in order to make the physical being a comfortable and happy within the world. We do not denigrate the use of the intellect. We were simply affirming our opinion, which is that the truth embodied by the seeker is a far more whole and full truth than any words, however brilliant, may we answer further, my brother.
Yes, could you express in another way the challenge to discipline the heart to show the truth that is already in there?
We are those of the call and shall attempt to do so, my brother. Picture, if you will, the color and energy of anger. Not anger at an object, but that emotion. Perhaps you mind. Perhaps you may see within a certain color or complement of the colors. This is the coloration which you as an entity at present give to a truth which is called emotion. Picture then that color and texture which is the shape of love, of joy, of healing, of grief, and so forth. These deep feelings, shall we call them, are truths, and they are not in their pure state either limited in any way or of negative connotation or positive connotation. Much of metaphysical thought has been given to creating logical structures which explain spiritual concepts throughout the history of your peoples. And indeed, this is, shall we say, a universal bias in favor of that which can be seen and measured. It is difficult for entities to perceive of their own emotions as pure. And indeed, they are not normally experienced purely. Normally, the experience of emotion has strong moral, mental, and emotional reservations, limitations, and colorations. As the seeker grows in experience throughout the incarnation, it may choose to begin to look at that which is being experienced as it is being experienced, with an eye to lessening the emotional biases which are coloring and often creating pain through that emotion. For once such coloration can be perceived by the seeker, it can be grasped and gradually laid aside, so that the experience, for example, of grief can move from being a rending and tearing inner experience. Two, an experience of channeling, as this instrument would say, a purer and less limited form of that emotion. Once one takes the bars down that hold perceived emotion in one particular structure, that emotion can begin to express more purely. And as the seeker grows in self-knowledge, more and more those imposed limitations can be dropped away, and the deeper emotions can then be channeled through the functioning living mechanism in less and less difficult ways and more deeply true ways. May we answer further, my brother.
This is difficult for me to grasp, but I will make a statement and ask you to comment on whether I'm getting the drift of it. Are you saying to encourage the heart to work with each coloration of emotion to distill it to a more pure and universal light of truth as you work through it, and in the process of doing that, distill and dissolve, not distill but dissolve the contractions and blockages associated with it?
We are those of Guo, and you grasp the gist of our answer, my brother.
Thank you for that answer, for all of the answers. They were very interesting, as they always are. And I just had this idea that it would be great to just hold hands and run from star to star and jump all over the sky. And I'm not sure where it's coming from, but I guess I'm just enjoying your company.
We are cool, and we thank you, my brother. We shall meet you as you dream and explore. We are those of Akuo. Is there a final query at this time? Are those of Akuo. What a thing it is, dear ones, to open the heart. What great adventures lie before each. What great puzzlement and bewilderment. As well as joy a white each. We thank you once again that of all the places upon your earth you chose to come together to share with us hope and love and the desire to know the truth. You enable us to serve, and we most humbly thank you. At this time, we would take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each in the love and the light of that which is wonderful, the one infinite creator, that thought of love that created all that there is. We are those of Kuo. And we bid you Adonai. Ethel, Anne, Judy, Spider Rainbow, Ophelia, Scott, Barbara, Hoopy, Romy, Bob.
Judy, Dana, Hoopy, and also the people in the Middle East and Israel in that area.
The cause of peace and planet Earth. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.